It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. We did it. Sort of a half-assed holiday Friday, too, right? It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, because I do believe a good portion of everybody's not coming to work on Monday. You know, it's been a couple weeks. We need a day off.
What is it, Monday? What the hell?
MLK Day.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Insensitive prick. My favorite part so far of MLK Day. And I don't know why you're insensitive for not knowing, but I just I think I felt the need to PC throw that
at you. I heard some about President's Day.
Yeah. No, stop it. That's not there. Forget the crazy President's Birthday's Day's over. MLK Day, I was watching that news on Channel 3, and every holiday they have a little picture, like on St. Patty's Day when they're doing the weather, and like, then Monday, at St. Patty's Day, there's always like a leprechaun and a little, like a clover or something, and Santa Claus on, or teasing just it. Lights on Christmas and things like that. And they just throw they have a little, you know, almost clip art type childlike thing. They put MLK Day's on there, and it's just a picture of this big black head. It's just this MLK staring at you like, you know what you done? Like, it's just weather. It's going to be 65 on MLK Day, and there he is like, I pity the fool. I don't know what exactly he's thinking, but it doesn't look like a good thing. They could have picked a happier, like a smiling MLK. It's just this.
It'd be nice.
The dude laughed. You know, Santa Claus is never just staring at you like, oh, you're one of the bad ones. It's, you know, so I love that. There's really no need for it. Just put MLK Day. But the picture was hilarious, and I couldn't stop giggling. Hilarious. But yeah, so MLK Day's on Monday. So you get to work today, maybe half-assed day. I don't know that this is one of those where everybody leaves on the Friday at noon before. It's one of those three-day weekends. And there's a lot of white people that still fight this for some reason. There's a debate still online the other day. They were talking about whether or not it should even be. I'm like, Jesus, it's a day off. Go to the old Patrice O'Neill. If the Klan got you a Monday off, he'd be off on Monday barbecuing and buying sheets. It's a free day off. I don't know how racist you have to be to still be angry about not working Monday because of the.
We've got deadlines.
I didn't, you know, I think it was President's Day. Or was that? I don't remember.
No.
I think it was President's Day.
I know they.
In February turned
they
into.
They grouped all the President's Days.
Well, Lincoln and Washington's birthdays became the thing in February. I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't matter. See, this is where I'll just take the day. Well, it was illegally put into the government. Like, good. It's the best thing the government's ever done is illegally get us an extra day off. Okay. If that's the kind of illegalities we're looking at, take it. I'll take it. You know, doesn't bother me whatsoever. Well, they did. They passed that law without asking us. Okay. And it resulted in, well, a day off and a free day for that guy. Well, how racist you have to be to hate a day off. But
we need to distract people and get a new holiday going.
Yeah. Start an ISIS day. I'll take that. I don't care. It's a day off. It's a
ISIS.
But look, I'm not actually celebrating.
ISIS
I'm not,
day.
Look, I very rarely actually sit back and celebrate the day properly anyway. I sleep all day. I watch some TV. Occasionally, I go to the store. Barbecue if it's nice outside. I'm not really out there just marching around celebrating. Some people do. I don't. So I have to admit, a day off is a day off.
I think they should give us tax day off.
Tax day would be nice. That's, yeah, when you're
15th.
Getting. You paid for it kind of feeling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A day of reflection.
Yeah. How did I get there? Yeah, they could call it American Citizen Rape Day. You get to look at all your papers and go, Jesus, I did what? One man paid that much into the system? Good Christ.
I get a day off for this, right? Yes, you get an extra day. That's not a bad idea if you really think about it. If you had a thing where it's like you paid this much, not percentage, but you gave this much to
Oh, you want to do
government.
It by who, yeah. whoever paid the
yeah,
most?
Yeah. So, like, you know, let's say you put in, I don't know, like at the end of the year, you look and you're like, this guy's taxes, like he put in $600,000 this last year. It's 3 days off. You get three extra days. And then, like, you put anything over, everybody gets one. But
yeah,
forever,
it's just easier to wave your magic wand and everybody gets a day.
Everybody gets a day. Okay. But if you go over 300,000, you get 2 days.
Wow.
And over six, you get three. No one gets more than four, but that's $1 million.
So then,
dollars,
like,
but.
Jeff Bezos gets a month
four
off?
4 days. No, just four. No one gets more than four. That's the limit. The max is four extra days. Jeff Bezos gets all the days off he needs. That's why you don't really need to max it. But four is the max. But I say, you know, for the, that would keep it so people are like, well, I pay. You know, I'm one of the high-end payers, and there's people who don't pay, and we pay for. Okay, then you get extra days off. I think people would eat that up. You get tax week off. All sorts of new plans.
Then you'd get into the. I guess it would create more competition in a way.
It's like you notice. Yeah.
I notice he is three
days off. I'm going to work harder.
Wait a minute. We have the same job.
I'm going to work harder to work less. That's my campaign slogan for work harder to work less, America. The more you pay into the system, the less you have to be in it. Know, there's options out there. But, yeah, we'll get Monday off. So enjoy your weekend, and you get an extra night of goofing off. And I don't want to hear from you people who, oh, I have to work on Monday. I'm sorry. I did not choose your life. It's not my fault. So
you can go deep on game two on Sunday.
Yeah, you can watch late. And, I mean, most people can, unless they're over 1,000 years old. The game ends at 8:30, Brady.
I meant imbibing, you know, like.
Oh, drinking. Oh, yeah. I see. You can get drunk. I see.
Yeah.
You call it drinking. I thought you
but
meant just
again,
watch the game.
You could say most people do anyway.
Yeah, they're going to do it Sunday night. You'll get over it. Game ends at 8:30. Like I said, you should be fine by 5 the next day. Anyway, I will say this, though, on the theme of crusades for new things. There's a man out there trying to ruin something, Brady, you may check out of this, that's very important to everyone in the world except Brady. There's a man suing Pornhub right now. He is suing
what?
Pornhub.
I know the guy.
He's a deaf man.
You know the guy.
Yeah, you do. You talked him into it.
I should just sue him, try to get rid of that filth.
He's a deaf man who is suing Pornhub for their lack of subtitles. They say he's saying it's against the Disabilities Act.
Oh, they don't have a setting?
Yeah, I guess not.
Like to put subtitles?
Some of them do, by the way. Sometimes you click and there's like subtitles. Like, I don't understand.
I mean, I'm against him suing, but
yeah, you can't mess.
Doesn't
with
seem
it.
Like
no.
that hard to fix.
Look, I've gone on Pornhub and accidentally hit things that have disturbed me, that have bothered me, and have not been my cup of tea. But the last thing I would do is ever take it away from the rest of society because I have a singular human problem with maybe the greatest gift that's ever been given to us.
Yeah, there's a lot of other sites, so
yeah, there are a ton of them. But yeah, that's my point. If he's got one that's got no subtitles. Then go away.
He likes that one, apparently.
Don't use Pornhub. Use Tube8. Use Red, whatever that thing
and
is.
And when you're deaf, you should get what you want as far as porn goes.
Incorrect.
No?
You should never, ever, as a deaf, step on my hearing ass's ability to get to porn. Now they're going to probably go, well, we got sued. Now it opens too many doors.
What?
It opens too
many
doors.
Seems like an easy fix.
Blind people will then have a problem that, you know, it's not blurry enough. It has to fit their glaucoma-type images. So now we've got
my question is, how did it get this far? Like, did he email them?
It's 16 clicks coming soon. It's like, do you need subtitles? Yes. Do you need this? Okay, no, I don't need that. Do you want? No, I don't. And now you got to do a questionnaire before every time you try to jerk off.
No.
And all I want to do is jerk off. That's what's coming, Eric.
You put the little settings wheel up there.
That's right, Eric. That's when the blind people start in with, well, if there's a settings wheel for that, I need some sort of settings wheel to make it some like virtual
reality. What do blind people? They just need
exactly.
to hear
it. Bait and vacation.
That's you're screwing things up is what it's doing. You can fight it all you want, Eric. Run with the bit maybe a little bit also.
You're too worried
also,
about this.
Also, run with the bit a little also instead of wet blanketing everything. But I'm telling you right now, you sue Pornhub for any reason whatsoever, you're getting in my way. That's what I'm talking about. I got a problem with Pornhub. I'm one man. I'm one individual. I'm going to sue and possibly make a mess of things for everyone else. No. Deaf people, you can jerk off to the visuals just as much as anyone else. Blind people can sit back and say, well, I'm going to sue because it's not fair that you guys can see these things and I can't. It needs a touchy-feely setting. And now it's going to start to cost you. Now you're going to get ads. Now you're going to get, you know, then you get those weirdos that get involved that want to start talking about, well, I think it's also addictive. And they sue because their son got addicted to it. And now every time there's a porn, you have to go through some, you know, stupid attorney general's message before you're jerking off about how you're going to end up in big trouble.
And then what's next? Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
Yeah.
He wants captions on everything.
Yeah, it's not my fault. Get a special phone. Go to your phone company and say it should be able to read everything. Not my
should
problem.
Have that technology.
Pornhub's never done anything wrong to anyone. Ever. 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 You don't touch them. You all you do when you write a letter to Pornhub is a thank you. A thank you for being free. Think of what they provide. They've stopped so many murders, so many rapes, so many bad things. They've stopped it. They have stopped it because nobody, after they're done beating it, feels like doing something bad. Nobody.
Maybe that guy likes dirty talk. So when he's with his partner, they're writing it down.
That's great. They have like dry erase boards and stuff. Then you need your own specialty thing. You don't go after the majority of perfection for your one specialty problem. Sure, there could be a little click button, but I just see the doors opening for other people who've got, well, I have an individual issue with it. And then you've got an attorney. That's the one that worries me most, the people who think it's addictive. And then they sue because they see that door's open. Oh.
Is there an opportunity for Pornhub to start a whole other section for that it's a premium?
Deaf people.
Yep.
Click here if deaf. But again, that's another step I got. Yeah, I'm not deaf. I got to click away. Pornhub's perfect. It's perfect. You're deaf. You adapt. Don't call lawyers. How dare you? I'm going to sue him. It's a payday. And once Pornhub, because Pornhub's going to have to kind of cave because it's a Disabilities Act thing. So they can't look like, well, we'll fight this tooth and nail. So they'll give in here. And then someone else will go, wait a second. What about me? And the one I'm most worried about is the addictive people, the fake addiction people. Oh. 9 of 1 billion people have become addicted to pornography due to Pornhub. If you feel you have a problem, you can't wander through Vegas anymore without everything saying, do you have a problem? Do you have a problem?
They got it up all
They're everywhere. It's all over. You try to ignore it, but it's everywhere. One guy starts suing for his problem. Next thing you know, they've got a, you know, every time you hit the slot machine button, it says, do you have a problem? Okay. Yeah, I do. I actually do. I don't need to be reminded of this.
I'm waiting on my 1099.
I got a problem. I enjoy my problem. Before each sip of beer, do you have a problem? I have a problem. I'm managing it. I love beating off. I can't possibly sit back and think to myself that that's going to be an issue later when everybody starts yelling.
Is there a pay spot on there? Is there a premium?
There are premiums. Pornhub has premium. You can click on stuff and it says you're not eligible for this one. Like, oh, this must be.
Well, those must have to be badass.
Effing spectacular.
The regular one's good.
Yeah, I know. I've had 47-minute movies pop up. I'm like, this is free? And it's got everything you've ever wanted. What in the world is the one, like the ones that come in, like vixen.com has a few in there that you're like, wow, this is absolutely unbelievable. This is maybe the prettiest thing I've ever seen. And then at the end, they cut away right before, you know, the money is paid. And then it just says vixen.com. You go to vixen.com and they're going to charge you for every video because it's fairly well done. It's spectacular. I don't know if you can get subtitles on
that. Now subtitles in the way.
I watch foreign porn sometimes. I don't need subtitles for it. I know what's going on. I get it when she starts. I don't know what the word is internationally, but I know when she's popping, I know exactly what's going on there. And that's about when I'm finished anyway. Reading and porn. That does not go hand in hand. No suing Pornhub. It's perfect as it is.
Don't How much does he want? 500 mil?
He'll want $1 billion. And then it'll be you and I will be beating off at home with that. Put your thumbprint here to beat off to pay for all the legal fees because we're not doing this twice. And next thing you know, we're 20 cents a video, 40 cents a video. All the other sites are like, we're worried about getting sued too. Everything becomes costly. It's just the same way they did with the Hulu and all the TV. Hey, it's better this way. I did some math on that. I have 9 pay things I do on my smart TV. 9. I have 8 boxes at my house. I have no problem telling you that I have a very expensive DirecTV problem. And occasionally, most of the time, my monthly bill for DirecTV is around 300 and something. Which is still pretty good for considering I have loads of boxes. I got all the sports stuff. And I've been a customer there since 1999. So I've got good deals.
Well, I don't know, man.
I got good deals.
You'd be about the only one that have loyalty.
Okay, but I do. So I got good deals.
Loyalty.
Well, I mean, whatever it is, 8 boxes for $300 and you get baseball, football, that for whatever reason, the college.
That sounds reasonable.
I don't even watch the college one.
For that much.
And I've got basketball. That's really good, considering, you know, it's not good. I now am paying close to $180 for just the extra ones, and some of them I don't watch. And it's actually more because Fandango charges you for the movies, and it's like $15 a movie. And they'll have the ones that are in theaters and stuff. You get that premium thing. You can get stuff that's kind of just barely out of the theaters or still in, and they'll charge like $15 or $20 a movie, and they'll do that. So that one can get up to like $80 a month if I watch. I haven't watched anything. I don't even know why I haven't.
But you look at it. Like that's still cheaper than if I had go to the theater.
Yeah, but I mean, even still, is it a monthly fee? It's not actually because I don't go to the movies that much. So if I'm paying $15 a month for something I'm not using at all, it's not cheaper than the theater because I'm not using the theater either. I have Green Book on there and a couple other things. You can buy them and it keeps them. Like, ooh, you're going to watch this over. And I never watched Green Book again. It was good, but I'm not going to watch it twice on my own volition. So yeah, I'm starting to get there. So it all starts off with the whole free, lovely thing, and then the next thing you know, you're paying just as much. So sooner than later, I'll be paying close to $300 for 10 channels.
Now NBC has put out their info.
They've got it. CBS has it. I've got, you know, and some of it's good. Some of you are like, wow, they got a lot. Last night I watched the Aaron Hernandez
documentary.
Night thing. It got all canceled, and I'm like, I got nothing to do. I'm going to watch this Aaron Hernandez documentary. Eh. And that's the other thing about the whole three episodes of this and that. Sometimes it's not very good. And you just wasted 3 hours of your life thinking that this will pay off, this will pay off. It doesn't really – like what I wanted from the Aaron Hernandez documentary was the letters that he left behind. Like they said all these new revelations are going to come from the Aaron Hernandez documentary that's on Netflix right now.
His high school sweetheart.
Yeah, he's on there and he talks a lot about how they used to blow each other when they were in high school and keep that quiet. And they would experiment and then it turned into butt stuff. And they just kind of kept it quiet because they were like the two stud, the quarterback and the tight end from the football team were. And he talks about that. And his dad's sitting next to him. That's awkward. Like his old man's right there and said, I didn't know this was going on. I found out. And his old man was one of those guys that's like, gross before. So we never wanted to tell him. So then he popped it to him. And he's like, it's fine. Because Aaron Hernandez had already killed himself and they had to tell him afterwards. That's kind of new. But I've seen the other documentaries and for the most, and they actually use clips from the old documentaries for this documentary, and it's 3 hours. It's okay, but it's kind of disappointing because you wanted more after because we knew
you think
all
it's
the
because
stuff
you, yeah, you yeah. knew so much info going into it.
Well, they just kind of rehash the crimes, which you need. Then the trial.
Did they reenact them?
Some.
That's always fun.
They had little bits. Actually, they had pretty good actors for
it. Did they really?
They did a really good job on all the fake tattoos on the guy. But yeah, and it was mainly just like real close shots of stuff. But it was stuff you'd seen in the other documentaries. It was put together well. But by the end of it, I'm like, I'm not going to get anything extra from the jailhouse time. The phone calls are recorded. Heard most of those before. But then they kind of just glanced past the three or four letters that were the big giveaway. And I was kind of like, ah. But everybody's raving about it. I heard sports radio like, oh, you got to watch this.
I talked to one guy yesterday said that. And I thought, hasn't it already been out? Oh, no.
Yeah, it's brand new. Yeah. And they do have new stuff, but it's not anything that's going to make you go, holy cow, I had no idea. It's the same.
He said a similar thing, but he goes, it's like, it's just amazing how, I mean, some of the stuff that it did or decisions were just so dumb.
Yeah. Oh, he's an idiot. But it goes back to the thing that people who watch, you know, like a binge something that's 3 hours long and they're the first ones in and they can tell everybody about it, very rarely want to say, it sucked. I wasted my time. They don't want to be wrong right off the bat. They tell everybody to watch it because they want common culture. They want company in the what they've done. Nobody's going to go, I watched The Mandalorian. You guys not seen it? Yeah, it stinks. They're like, no, I wasted all of it. I watched all of it. You'd be like, no, I loved it. It was great. You very rarely come in and tell everybody that something was a failure when you did it yourself. So it was okay. But I heard everybody raving about how great it is. Eh. Eh. So
three parts?
Three. They're a little over an
Sometimes
hour.
Sometimes I'm a documentary snub.
I love documentaries. I think
they're
great.
It's like over three and four, five parts or something like that, in between that. They recap so much.
This one doesn't really do that.
When they do the new one, then they'll go back. I don't like that factor.
Yeah, this one doesn't really go backwards too much. It starts fresh with each episode, but it's a I would say don't believe what everybody's telling you that it's so amazing. It's okay. It's a Dateline NBC special on steroids. It's literally 3 hours of a Dateline NBC special that they could have done the same amount of information in about an hour and a half. and giving you all that new stuff. Just interviewing the guy who used to blow him in high school was the part where you're like, wow, these two, what a hidden little deal this is.
Was there a half hour about Urban Meyer trying, you know, really helping him?
There is one moment where you're like, Urban Meyer is a snake piece of garbage. Because they show an interview with him on some 60 Minutes type show. And they said to him, they're like, what did you think of it? He goes, Aaron was one heck of a brother, DJ. I was on the phone with DJ. I tried to stop this. Like, he was sitting there saying, I knew all this was coming. I tried to stop it. I used to call up there. When he was in Connecticut, I would call up and I'd have people watching him. He didn't know that, but I had people on him because I knew he's a special young man who needed some. And I was there to guide him. He'd come to my house and we'd pray. And it was like, I did everything right. There is such a smarmy car salesman vibe on Urban Meyer in just the 2 minutes he's on there. And I'm like, you, he's just gross. And it was, and he knew. I mean, they actually, what was weird was they and the Patriots come out of this looking terrible because Florida has hired guys to keep an eye on these bad people that they had. And he was one of them. They're like, we kept an eye on him and stuff. We had people that we could. And the Patriots have a guy, a cleanup man, who basically is like, we got a player who's in trouble or needs some. They get you an apartment. They get you moved into a place anonymously. They sneak in. They kind of get you into a spot and say, lay low here. We know you're bad, and we're going to just keep you out of the public eye for a little bit. And the Patriots have a guy, and he's got like a director.
Keep his boys away from him?
Yeah, to keep people away, and they know that they're covered. Or you've done something awful. Here, you go hide here. The media doesn't know about this place. You go here. We'll handle it from our end. And they do. And they did that to him. They put him in some dump apartment and left him there for a few days. Like, well, this is all heated up. You just stay here. Like a safe house that the mob uses. That they'll keep you in this, you know, quiet place. Like Lavelle, who's going to be here later.
Yeah.
And Better Call Saul went out and sat in that house in Breaking Bad.
AB could use one of those guys.
Yeah, AB's all done. And it's great. He doesn't have anybody in his call. He has only hype men. Everybody's leaving him now. Even Drew Rosenhaus, like, he's too crazy for me. I'll go hang out with T.O. Yeah, which is great. It's all good. Yeah, there'll be a documentary about Antonio Brown someday when he finally snaps and does something absolutely dreadful to himself or someone else. It's already started. Like, the writing's on the wall for that. If nobody sees that coming, you're blind. And you should sue Pornhub. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one. And we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD.